I wonder if you could get away with that in Japan, if you could commit suicide but make it look like it was ritualistic suicide. You'd be like, I'm killing myself for honor, not just because I have a terrible life.
Yeah, or I'm just terribly afraid of these robots. And I mean, in modern Japan, I mean, that's a legitimate thing. It's like, what if you were a human dancer who specialized in the robot? Japan has robots that can actually dance and do the robot.
So you'd be like, the time, my time has passed.
Yeah. It's like, it's over, dude.
Our age is over. It's like the elves in Middle Earth.
Yeah.
They all get on the boat and sail away.
All the breakdancers are like popping and locking on their way to lands to the west. Gandalf is like there with like a sideways hat and a gold chain on. He's like, alas, Frodo, this is my last freeze. And they, like, busts out.
He gives him his cardboard.
Yeah.
Never forget me.
Oh, breakdancing Gandalf. Maybe you would have been able to stop the Balrog without getting thrown into the center of the earth.
Yeah, without getting punked. And everybody thought you were dead, man. You couldn't pick up a phone? You could have used some long-range telepathy.
I was
like, yo, dog.
Fighting the Balrog through the center of the earth. What are you jerks doing?
We fell so far, we came out the other side. I don't even know how a battle persists up a mountain. Like, how do you keep fighting all the way up that mountain?
He's a wizard, and the Balrog has wings.
The Balrog, yeah. He can do whatever he wants if he can fly. Which, maybe those wings might be for ornamentation. We don't know.
Well, apparently he's composed entirely out of smoke and fire. So
that is harsh. You ever think about, like, what does a guy like that do on his off time? Because the orcs, they got personality. Like, they clearly have something to do, even if it's just, like, sort of kill each other and think about how they're going to be raping villagers. But the Balrog, like, I guess a creature like that just exists outside of humanoid understanding. Maybe
he
doesn't need to do anything.
He was probably pissed off because the dwarves, like, knocked out his living room ceiling.
His cable.
Yeah, he's like, son
he's
of
like,
a
you
bitch.
Cut my friggin' my broadband line.
Now I'll never know what happened in The Sopranos.
He's, like, he's downloading Balrog porn. He's like, just 3 megs left.
Oh, come on.
I've been waiting on a cedar to log onto his torrent for 4 years. And the dude's like, Seamus, I'm about to hit the ground with my mining pick. I don't know what they would call out for each other. All right, here we go. Clang. And then the little box pops up in his taskbar. The computer screen gets the big X over it. He's like, no.
It's not even the computer screen. He just sees his network. He sees his network connection go dead. Oh, my God. Opens up command prompt.
He leans back and breathes a torrent of fire. Immediately incinerates 20 dwarves. Didn't even know they were there. They're like, oh shit, everybody run. This is why we do surveys, Seamus.
The dwarves dug too deep. You know what they awoke in the dock
and
of Moria.
Too retardedly.
Too retarded.
There's a sign on the door that says Mr. Balrog.
Can't you guys read? The box says Verizon.
They're like, you know, technically, if you've got cable running and there's a construction project planned, you're supposed to, like, spray paint the ground. Eat some? Anybody else want to tell me about proper construction protocol?
I'm sorry.
The dwarf.
Did I not get permits for that?
Yeah. They're like, all right, whatever. I mean, we spent like 700 years building this city underground, but we didn't really. I mean, we're more about the hills. We're hill dwarfs. And this is a mountain. So it's cool.
We'll just head out. Oh.
You know, close the fridge if you don't mind. It's like, well, whatever. I mean, It was just like half a quart of milk and like a couple hot dogs, and we can get more hot dogs. It's fine.
Milk curdles before it touches my black lips.
Yeah. I've never known the sweet embrace of Fruit Loops.
Are you guys just trying to piss me off?
Stop talking. Gimli, Colin, let's get out
Gimli,
of here.
Gimli, put the ice cream away.
No, I won't leave it.
Balance,
this is my
babe.
Father's ice cream.
Ah, yes. But that awesome, awesome Balrog.
Durin's Bane.
That was an awesome riff. But it has nothing to do with Black Lion.
Man, if the podcast hadn't been deleted, you never would have heard that.
I'm going to call that a plus, mostly because now I've got Gandalf and breakdancing gear stuck in my head. You're welcome, Internet. You're welcome.
Fan art, please.
Gandalf the Grey has just served Sauron the White.
They're up on the tower, the top of the tower.
Gandalf. Oh. When did Sauron
the from the dog pound. Frodo's like...
Oh, son. But yeah, so Black Lion...
Now you have to imagine, what's his name? Ian McKellen? He's doing the head spin.
He's like on one arm, like popping up, like doing the little hop thing.
But anyway, yeah, Black Lion...